Mix 101.7 KAYL. The countdown continues to the area game of the week from Neola as OABCIG visiting Tri-Center. Ryan Thompson here. Hope you enjoyed the scouting report. And now getting some words from Falcons coach Larry Allen. And first, Larry, let's one more time revisit your game last Friday against IKM Manning and your thoughts as you and your coaching staff looked back on that film.
You know, as you watch it, you never know during the game exactly if you're doing quite as well as you see or quite as bad as you see. As you get after the game, you get to evaluate. And we did a lot of really good things. We just had some individual breakdowns at times. They're pretty good ball club. They come right at you. And we had some situations where we didn't line up right, and that put us in a bad position. So we worked pretty hard this week to get those things corrected.
Well, you've had a few bright spots individually on the season. Chase Devitt, for one, back-to-back 100-yard games rushing now.
Yeah, you know, he's kind of our workhorse back there. I think he had 30 carries up at Ridgeview that night, 21 or something like that last week. We hate to beat him up too much here early in the season, but he's our best opportunity to get yards on the ground. And without Cole Veltri there at the quarterback, we have to move Caden Ladwig in there, and so that shortens us up on our quarterback depth. So we got to protect him a little bit more, so we don't want to run him. And so that gives Chase a few more opportunities.
What about Caden? A tough situation to be thrown in as a sophomore at quarterback now. How's he coming along in your mind?
Yeah, he's doing good. You know, at the start of the year, he was going to be a very quality junior varsity quarterback and then maybe get a little varsity time here and there. And then, of course, with Cole's injury, he gets thrown right into the limelight 5 minutes into his sophomore season. He's doing well. You know, there's lots of things we still need to work on, obviously. But he throws the ball really, really well. If he takes his time, he gets set up, and we give him an opportunity. And that's part of the problem is we haven't given him as much time to throw the ball. And we haven't been able to run it quite as well as we'd hoped. So it puts us in a bad position where we have to throw, and that's always a tough situation.
And on the defensive side, your leader has been, tackles-wise, Isaac Enderlot, and quite a few solos in there.
Yeah, that Ridgeview game especially, we set up a scheme so that we kind of protected our linebacker a little bit more than we normally do. And he did a really good job. He does a nice job of just staying inside of the ball carrier, not overrunning things, and you know, that's a credit to those defensive linemen also for doing their job and protecting him. A lot of times they don't get a lot of glory, and we talked about that yesterday in practice, that mom and dad might be the only ones that know you're doing your job. If you're not getting tackled, you're just eating up a blocker or two. So they've got to do their job in order to free him up.
Larry, you figured on having quite a few players back this season, but due to injuries and other circumstances even before the year, that wasn't quite the case. And then with Cole going down in the first game of the season, I know you're not one to make excuses, but it's got to be tough.
You know, it changes the team dynamic a little bit, you know. And we've struggled through the last few years having to play some sophomores due to some number issues, and we thought we were going to be on top of that this year, and we're still forced into playing a couple of sophomores. And that's just the way it is. You know, they've done a nice job, and we're going to try to roll a few more kids in there this week. Try to give us a break on offense or defense somewhere. We have some kids that just plain don't leave the field, and that makes it tough on them. So as coaching staff, we've got to do a better job of kind of getting them a break.
Falcons will try and roll in Neola tonight, and let's take a timeout, Larry, and we'll talk tonight's matchup next with Coach Allen here on Mix 101.7. Mix 101.7 KAYL. More now with OABCIG coach Larry Allen as the Falcons get set for this road matchup against Tri-Center Neola, a team, Larry, that running the ball is their forte.
Definitely. I think they've only thrown 15 passes all season.
Yep.
And we've thrown 15 in each game for sure. So it's a different scheme. Good quarterback, big, elusive kid, has some good moves out in space and whatever, and pretty good speed, so we've got to be able to contain him up front for sure.
Defensively, in the starting lineup I see from them, they start five DBs. I don't know if you expect that or not, but what are you looking at from them there?
Well, they kind of play a four-two-five, play some man coverage, and really try to blitz linebackers on us. And last week we didn't handle that very well in A and B gap. So we've worked on that this week. Hopefully we'll do a little bit better job of that. But anytime you're going to play man coverage, you know, if you can break through the line of scrimmage, you got big gains, and that's our goal, obviously. And we're trying to scheme things a little bit to try to give us an advantage there. Just mix things up, run pass, move people around, try to give us our best advantage.
You said you'd like to see better protection with your offensive line. The size does appear to be in your favor tonight.
You know, we're going to be all right. We moved some people around up front this week, just to give us another opportunity to try something. You know, when you're struggling, you sometimes look for just ways to make changes, obviously. We probably trimmed down the playbook on both sides, the offense and defensive side, quite a bit this week. Get back to just running those basic things and just make it so we can play a little bit faster. We don't have to think quite so much. So hopefully that will pay dividends for us.
And as you alluded to during our visit over the weekend, maybe playing an unfamiliar opponent, trying to get on track, get that first win under your belt, playing somebody unfamiliar, maybe a good thing.
Absolutely. You know, you get to watch everybody on film anymore, and they're 1-2, I don't think they've played quite the caliber of all the teams that we've played, so that's in our favor. You know, you go down and you just strap it on and see what you can do. That's what we're going to give a good shot at.
OABCIG coach Larry Allen, appreciate the time, coach, as always, and best of luck tonight.
All right, thanks a lot, Ryan.
You're welcome, and we will have more coming up as we're getting closer to the 7 o'clock kickoff, OABCIG Tri-Center Neola. It's the area game of the week on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com.